Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Rolene Marks, a little bit quieter on this Monday.
It does seem to be a little bit quieter. No sounds of sirens, no having to run to shelters. We do have a tacit calm. Unfortunately, we've also had a terror attack earlier today in Jerusalem, where three people were injured by a terrorist who was then neutralized. But thank goodness we do have our ceasefire in place. It is holding after 11 days of intense fighting, Israel embarking on Operation Guardians of the Wall in response to the now, what we have the final tally at, 4,360 rockets fired at the state of Israel. Sorry, all these beeps you're hearing, we've just had our new head of the Mossad announced, and all the women are commenting that he's rather dishy.
I have to interrupt
because I've got to tell them to stop WhatsApping me while I'm trying to be serious.
Clearly, that stands you in good stead to lead the Mossad if you're easy on the eye.
Well, apparently so. My phone's blowing up with people saying, you know, hopefully his work is as good as he looks. Come on, ladies. At least let me finish the Israel report. But let's break down Operation Guardians of the Wall in those very important stats. And they are important. So we know that we've had 4,360 rockets fired at Israel, which is more than the amount that we had during Tzuk Eitan, during Operation Protective Edge. At least 90% of them intercepted by the Iron Dome. Now, we've also got to remember that some rockets do fall in empty spaces. The Iron Dome assesses where those rockets are going to land. So that's an incredible statistic. Another incredible statistic is that it is estimated that at least 74% of those killed in the Gaza Strip are combatants or terrorists. We have the number at 200 plus. So we are waiting for finalized numbers of casualties. And people might say that I sound a bit glib saying that, but it's a very, very important statistic, because Israel's being accused of all things from genocide to murder. Let's be very clear. Any humanitarian disaster where civilians lose their lives is terrible and a tragedy, but this is not a genocide. Genocide is what happened in Syria, which nobody seemed to comment on, Simon. But here we have 200 plus terrorists killed, at least 680 misfired rockets or rockets landing in the Gaza Strip as a result of being fired from Hamas. And we can bet a fair share of civilian injuries and casualties have come from this. 60 miles, which is just over 100 kilometers of tunnel destroyed, and about 1,500 plus targets hit by the IDF. So extraordinary in just 11 days that we've had to endure this.
Rolene, I've spent pretty much most of the weekend trying to make head and tail of what I've just lived through over the last 11 days. I don't understand this orgy of violence against Jews worldwide. I can't understand this incredible outlet of hatred, and it is hatred against Israel worldwide. How is it that Israel lost the PR battle so incredibly thoroughly?
Well, I think it's a lot of things. And I'm going to be very honest here. I don't think this issue is about Israel or the Palestinians at all, because it is my belief that if you care about the Palestinians, genuinely care about the Palestinians, remember that this is a homophobic, misogynistic, terrorist organization that crushes any political opposition and doesn't allow for the freedom of religious practice. All these, Western freedoms that we take for granted, those are not allowed in the Gaza Strip by Hamas, who is founded on a genocidal charter. Let's make that very clear. To me, if you care about the Palestinians, you want to do everything in your power to make sure that an entity that keeps them in the state that they live in is done away with. For me, this is an issue of letting latent anti-Semitism just flare up. because if we look at these protests that are taking place around the world, none of them are talking about peace. None of them are saying, I don't like this policy, but let's work towards peace. We are hearing language like death to the Jews, and we're going to rape your woman. So any line that people want to draw between anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, that does not exist anymore. So let's be clear about that. I think what people in the diaspora have got to understand about Israel, and yes, there's a lot of space, we know it, for Israel's PR to improve. When we go into a state of war or battle like we are in now, our primary aim is the safety of our citizens. You know, there's that famous quote of Golda Meir, I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't have it in front of me, you know, that I'd rather be hated but alive than to be loved and dead, something along those lines. And this is very much what we have here. Add to that mix, news channels very much have their agendas. Now, I've been on numerous media during this time, and it's quite blatant, the agendas that they are pushing. Make absolutely no mistake about that. How this conflict is reported in the media adds a lot to that. And yes, maybe it is coupled with an effort from Israel that's maybe not emotional enough or doesn't do this enough or doesn't do that enough. Having said that, we have to give it up for our diplomatic corps working 24/7 in the media, trying to get Israel's narrative out there, as well as our IDF. And I said it last week, if you are anything of a responsible journalist, you are following the IDF, who are giving you the information in real time. And as a accredited journalist working here, you can actually be sent press releases from the IDF once you've presented them with your credentials. So there is no excuse for journalists to be lazy. A lot does have to do with the issues that the media agenda want to push.
Rolene, a number of people on the weekend said to me, I'm standing on the wrong side of history. We're now living in the post, it's Me Too, it is a Black Lives Matter, and Israel is an issue that puts Jews on the wrong side of history. What's your response to that?
My response to that is very simple. Why are our lives worth less? If you are talking about Me Too and you're putting us on the wrong side of history, you have to take a big microscope to the Gaza Strip. If you are supporting and drawing a moral equivalency between a terrorist organization, and make no mistake, Hamas is recognized as an international terrorist organization. Last week, 35 new countries of the Americas recognized Hamas as a terrorist organization. You are putting Jews on the wrong side of history because we support a national liberation movement and our right to self-determination that doesn't say anywhere in its founding documents that the Arabs or the Palestinians have no right to their national aspirations. And you are not looking at the misogyny practiced by Hamas. You are not looking at the homophobia practiced by Hamas. You are not looking at the lack of political opposition, lack of free speech practiced by Hamas. You are on the wrong side of history because you are not taking a very, very good look. You don't understand the issues that are at hand. You don't understand the Middle East. And perhaps you should sit down and be quiet until you do. And I know I'm sounding harsh, but this is the reality that we live in. To the lovely Hadid sisters who say that they can't quite argue for the rights of Israel, or Israel has no right to exist, and they have to argue for Palestinian rights, as we all should, you know, along with LGBTQ rights, you may want to have a good long look at the terror organization you are supporting.
It just leaves me. I started the show this afternoon with that exact comment, Rolene. I saw something on Facebook about queers for Palestine, and underneath somebody had put and chickens for KFC. I mean, there is cognitive dissonance. Just makes no sense.
Simon, you and I know that the Hamas rally for LGBTQ rights was the smallest one ever in the history of rallies. But this goes to what I said a few minutes ago. This is not about caring for the Palestinians. Make no mistake, because you would be there right alongside us saying free Gaza for Hamas. This is about giving legitimacy to your anti-Semitism and your anti-Zionism. Full stop, nekuda.
Full stop, nekuda. Toda rabarach, Rolene Marks. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Besimcha, ladies, can you stop sending me messages?
It's coming my way too. It's coming. Carmen says he's quite dishy, the new head of the Mossad. Now it's coming my way too.
Oh, boy.
You started something here.
Maybe this is the issue at hand, Simon.
Well, at least it makes us laugh. I think we all need that. Thank you so much, Rolene Marks.
We'll
chat tomorrow.
Tomorrow.